This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Old and rusting railroad bridges. They're one of the concerns of groups worried about potentially explosive oil trains rolling across Wisconsin. Among the bridges, a 99-year-old span in downtown Milwaukee that had a birthday celebration of sorts over the weekend. But the railroad that owns the bridge says the firm is taking more steps to limit oil train fires in any location. Chuck Kornbach reports.
Several oil trains a week, including this one, roll across the railroad bridge near 1st and Oregon Streets in Milwaukee. The structure has been in the spotlight since a television news investigation raised concerns about corrosion and cracks in the bridge's deck and support beams, after a citizens group criticized the bridge's owner, Canadian Pacific, for not sharing its inspection reports. The Federal Railroad Administration, or FRA, took a look at the bridge in mid-July, but has yet to release its findings. Members of the group Citizens Acting for Rail Safety acted some street theater on Saturday to encourage the FRA to share its information.
Welcome, everyone, to Old Rusty the Rail Bridge's birthday party.
A woman portraying the conductor from the Thomas the Tank Engine stories had a conversation with a man playing Rusty the 99-year-old rail bridge.
I'm thinking of hanging up my tracks, but the bosses will probably keep me going until I fall apart.
Really? Retirement? Well, what's the problem, Rusty?
My back is killing me, and the chiropractors don't make house calls.
Brian Chu helped organize the performance. He lives in a loft apartment just a few hundred feet from the railroad bridge. Chu says he's worried about the structure failing, a tank car of crude oil falling off, and Chu not being able to get out of what's called a blast zone before an explosion.
The first thing I worry about is my immediate safety. I have a few minutes to clear a half a mile. I don't know how I'm going to do that. I'll be on fire as I run toward the Milwaukee River, I guess.
But Canadian Pacific is trying to bury concerns about oil train fires under a blanket of foam. Milwaukee firefighters spray non-toxic training foam on large rocks at Canadian Pacific's rail yard just west of downtown. It's an exercise with a mobile fire trailer the railroad lends to the fire department in case there would be a train fire away from a hydrant or in a location too difficult for a fire truck to reach. Canadian Pacific spokesperson Andy Cummings invited us to witness the training. He says his company believes in safety.
We have procedures in place to ensure that safety is considered in everything that we do. We also believe it's essential that we're prepared for that unlikely event of a train incident.
Fire Department Battalion Chief David Votsis praises Canadian Pacific and says Milwaukee firefighters have trained with all the railroads hauling potentially hazardous goods through the area. But Votsis says safety risks cannot be eliminated.
And you know what? The risk is never down to zero. And the fact of the matter is, although Bakken oil, we could never argue, is not dangerous, it certainly is. So is ethanol, so is chlorine, so is ammonia. And these things have constantly been on the rail lines for the last 15 to 20 years.
Okay, well, let's get on with it, everybody.
As far as that rail bridge at 1st and Oregon, Canadian Pacific says it does have a budget to replace infrastructure that's wearing out. Once the Federal Railroad Administration releases its inspection report, that may help determine whether 99-year-old Rusty makes it to 100.
Happy birthday, dear Rusty. Happy birthday to you.
Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.